Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show. I'd like to welcome you to today's episode. Today is a special holiday episode, and what I'd like to do is welcome all of you and wish all of you a very happy holiday, or however you want to call it, whether you follow it or not. I want to wish you the happiest of the season, and I really hope that everything is going well for you. As you heard on the previous episode, I reached my 100th episode, and I just want to again thank all of you who helped in your way, whether you're a listener, whether you were a guest, whether you were whatever. So I just want to again thank all of you for doing that. But I wanted to do a special holiday show because every time I have anything else of milestone-ish, like holidays or special meanings, I never get around to do them, and or never get them up in time, and then it's kind of useless to put them up. So on December 23rd, I had my own little Christmas party with all my friends, and had a lot of people, and it was really, really neat, and they all had a potluck thing, and it was really cool. And so as we were going in the course of the evening, I wanted to have them all wish you a very happy holidays. So at the end of this part, I'm going to be playing that for you, and then you may hear some road noise because I'm driving to my boyfriend's house. I'm picking him up, and then we are going over to my mom and dad's, and we're going to be having Christmas with them. And so I just wanted to do a quick road show because I'm in the Ramble Redhead Roving Studios, and just wanted to do a quick thing to say hello to all of you. And I'll be editing this up very soon. I'll be putting up maybe for tomorrow, or you'll have a special Christmas show, hopefully. And but basically, I got a lot of shows that I've been pre-recorded that are going to be ready to go. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, the holiday time and how it is a very special time where you can get with the family and friends, and you think about all the things that you have in your life and all the good things. And then, of course, it gets ready for the new year, and then we always talk about, what your goals for the new year, whether it's to lose weight or find a new job or find that special someone in your life or, whatever it might be. And normally, to be honest with you, normally around the holiday time when I was single, is that it was a really sad time for me because of the fact that I was single. And normally around the holiday, you want to be able to buy something special for that special someone in your life. And when either you're alone because of, death or breakups or whatever it might be, it can be a very sad time. In fact, my church actually had a special day at the church because they wanted to provide a service for people who the holidays is very tough time. And I never saw that or heard that happening before, so I thought that was kind of interesting. And so, I thought that was kind of nice that they were willing to do that for people who had, that kind of experience. And I just have to say that I've been very happy that this year that I didn't have to worry about that, because as I, if you heard me on Archer, that I talked about my new boyfriend that I met back in October, and we're going to have a special show because he and I went on vacation, and I do have a show for that, but I wanted to put it after my 100th episode, so it's going to be coming all around all these. So, please bear with me, and I appreciate your patience on that. Because, see, one of the things I have to say that I met him in October, my birthday was in November, and see, one of the things that I like to tell people is that, how when you have your birthday cake and you have the candles and you're supposed to make a wish before you blow them out, and then if you blow out all the candles, then the wish comes true. Well, what I did is, as I was sitting there having the cake the night that I had my birthday, is that I had turned to my guy, his name is Joe, and I said, "I already got what I wanted." And he just smiled, and I gave him a quick kiss on the cheek. So, because we were in a restaurant. Oh, my God. Homosexuals kissing. Oh, my God. But anyway, it was just really, and it really has been a wonderful thing. And I just can't tell you how happy I've been with him in my life. And I really hope that, because I got an email from one of my fellow listeners who I've been telling about, Joe, and he made the comment that he hopes that he can find his special someone soon. And I've been there, I've done that, and I just don't want. I don't want to ever lose Joe because he's such a wonderful person, and we've gone along so well, and I just have to say it's been really, really special. And see, yesterday, December 23rd, I'm recording this on the 24th, just so you know, and what happened was I decided to have a Christmas party with all my friends, and some, unfortunately, weren't able to come due to other commitments, but I had about 11 people, and it was a lot of fun, and we had ham, and we had the croissants, and we had all the appetizer-ish things, and everybody brought something. And then we also did something that I thought was kind of fun, is that we did a re-gift party where you had to bring in a gift that you had received before that you didn't want anymore. And so since we had 11 people, we had 11 gifts, and so it was kind of funny. So I had a deck of cards, and I went through one through Jack, and I handed out the cards, and I said, okay. And we went in order. And in case you have never heard of this, basically what happens is the very first person picks a gift. And then the second person, if they want to, they can take the gift from the first person or they can pick from the pile. And then it keeps going until all the 11 gifts are handed out. Well, the funniest thing was that one of the gifts, the person broke the rules by buying something new. But what it was a picture. And some people were going after that. And that was kind of fun to see. And then another present that was also everybody wanted was this plate. And it was a plate that Joe had brought in. And it was really beautiful and had a real decorative on it. It was really nice. And so a couple of people were squabbling over that. And so it was kind of fun. And then I think I got the best deal of the bunch because someone actually had a DVD set of a TV show. So... And for those of you who are not familiar with that, it's one of the first TV shows that had introduced a gay character, and I've always liked the show. I remember when it was on, and I was really young, and I was watching it, and I remember even when I was at that age, that I could relate to the gay character, so I thought that was kind of interesting. So, and then afterwards, we just talked and had a great time, and... had a Christmas margarita, and that was good. And I'm normally not a big drinker, but I had a few, but it was fun. It was really great, and I enjoy all the people, and I want to thank them all for coming. And I was really hoping I could do a Baby Up podcast with them, talk about maybe their Christmas stories. And one of the things that I thought was really funny is that one friend of mine, and I wish I'd got him on the recorder, but he actually said that as a gag gift... he received a pair of women's panties with a Baby Ruth candy bar in the back of the panties. I thought that was too funny. I heard the tail end of the conversation, and I said, that was a gift? And they said, yeah, yeah. And then I said, really? Who gave that to you? He said, oh, it was my sister. And he said it was... Then he finally admitted that it was the gag gift. So it was kind of funny. And then later in the conversation, we were talking about other crazy gifts that we'd either given or had received. And he had also told me about a story that I thought was really funny, is that he had this one girl that he knew in high school, and they used to play all kinds of practical jokes. And so what happened was around the holiday time, she had given him something really crude and rude. And then what happened was he decided to get even. And so what he did is he found a dead squirrel, and he put it in this box, and he wrapped it up in this really nice, pretty paper. So it was really funny. And what happened was normally she's always cautious of him, and she looked in it, but because it was Christmas time, she thought that maybe he finally was nice and got her something good. The funny thing was that she had opened up the box, and without moving the paper to see what was actually in it, she put her hand into the box. And had touched this dead squirrel. And he said he wished he had a video camera because it was absolutely priceless. So I just can't imagine. So it was crazy. So anyway, so that's what happened. And then they all left, and then Joe stayed, and we got to talk, and We watched a DVD of a show that I really, really like. It's called Alias, and he hadn't seen the first season, so we were watching a couple of those. And then we went to bed. And then the very next morning, he and I both had to do our separate things for the, you know, things, so we left. And so that's why I'm going to pick him up now. But, and see, tonight, I'm going to hopefully get maybe some of the family members to get on the show, too, so you'll be able to hear them, and I hope that you enjoy that. And then, the great thing is, then, on Christmas Day, I get to go spend time with Joe, and his sister had invited me to their little get-together. So, and so I just wanted to say that, I am going to be giving some of the soy candles by my Kip as a gift to her, and I can't wait to see her reaction because I know she's going to like them and like I do. And if you don't know about it, they're soy candles by Phoebes, and you can go to the website as well as you can go to podcastsoup.net, and you can check out all the summaries of different podcasts, which include mine. So that's, and Mike, I want to thank you so much for all your support, and because he's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And I actually got to meet him in person when I was in Atlanta, and I apologize, but I didn't air that show, but I might go ahead and air it anyway because it was a lot of fun. And I didn't get a chance, unfortunately, to talk with Mike as far as for the show, but I get to talk with him and had lunch, and he bought me lunch. And I know this is a little delayed, but you, Mike, you heard it on that show, but I'm going to tell you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, I have to say a big kudos to Mr. Mike because he's been a big help with the with a couple of things that I'll be doing, and we're going to have shows on those as well. So, you know, again, Mike, thank you for your patience. You're a wonderful, marvelous person. And so I'm really looking forward to be able to do all this. And see, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today as well is that I was very happy to go to the store today because I had to buy some gift cards for some people. And one of the things that I did while I was there is I bought a Christmas card for my mom and dad, and I bought a Christmas card for my brother and my sister. And then I was looking, and all of a sudden I found this other card, which was really beautiful. It had a beautiful holiday decoration on it, and on the front of it it says, "To the man I loved." And inside it says, "At Christmas, I want to thank you for being my partner, my lover, my friend, my yes when everything else is no, my calm when everything else is crazy. I want to thank you for being you who you are, a wonderful guy who knows what really is important in life, and to say Merry Christmas, I love you today, tomorrow, and forever." And I just can't wait to be able to give this card to him because I really, you know, mean it. And I really care for this guy a lot. And I just can't wait to, you know, to continue to spend as much time as I can to get to know him, to learn about him, and to, you know, and for him to learn more about me, because he's a truly, truly amazing guy. And I don't know how else to say it. Because he's just been that special to me, and I can't thank him enough. So, Joe, if you're listening, I love you. And I really, I can't wait for tomorrow and more. So, anyway, so going on to that, all that mostly stuff aside, but I just wanted to, just to do this quick thing, because I'll probably add more on later on, but you know, just about the holiday. But one thing I do want to give to you or tell you about is a special story that I've been wanting to tell you for a while, and I hope that you will take it for what it is, and I hope that I can get through it because you'll know why as we get through this. But a couple of years ago, my grandmother, my dad's mom, had had been sick, and it was around the holiday time, and that's the reason why I'm telling the story, is because of that. But it's really a good story, and I would just like to, you know, share it with you if you don't mind. But basically what happened was, a year before she had passed away, what had happened was, it was Mother's Day, and I had been trying to figure out what I was going to get for her for Mother's Day, and I was just going through craziness trying to figure out what it was going to be, because, you know, just so you, just a little history is that she's the mother of 10 children, and she has, you know, oodles of grandchildren and then great-grandchildren, and so it's just amazing. So she gets gifts all the time from everybody, and, you know, and she's a very, you know, simple lady. She didn't ever collect anything. She, you know, she just never did that kind of thing. And so what happened is, I was just really struggling, because normally I get her flowers and I get her, you know, different things, and I just wanted to get her something special. And so I called my mom, and my mom was just like, oh, just keep looking, you'll find something. And then what I did is I went to this one store, and they had this beautiful guardian angel pin. And so what I did is I decided to buy it, and I got it, and I remember going to the house, and I remember seeing her. And see, the thing was that she was a little shorter, and I'm 6'1". And so the thing was, is that every time I always made her laugh, because what I would do is I would get down on my knees and I'd say, Grandma, I love you. And I'd give her a big bear hug. And she always thought that was really, really funny. And so what I did is, you know, we all got together. We got ready to have our lunch, and then we were going to go out for dinner. And we were handing out the presents, and I got to mine, and she opened it, and she really didn't say a whole lot. She said thank you, but, you know, she really didn't say anything. And I was just like, oh, did she like it? You know, and I kept second guessing it, and I was just like, well, you know, I guess she'll say more later. And then we went to have our lunch. And then what happened then is, right after that, a few months later, she started to decline in health. And so she, what she did then is she moved in with my aunt, and so therefore she had, you know, to move things from her house to my aunt's house, and she only could take a certain number of things. And then what happened is, she then went into a nursing home for a couple months, where it was kind of like assisted living. So she, you know, she was like, had a little apartment, but then if she needed extra care or anything like that, then they had, you know, the nursing staff and all that to do that. And then what happens is, then you know, then unfortunately she started to decline, and so they had to put her into more of a full care service, and so she went to this other nursing home. And so she was there, and see, then at the time it was around the holiday, and so we all kind of knew that it was going to be her last one, unfortunately. And so on Christmas Eve, you know, a few years ago, the whole entire family, every single family member, came down to not only see each other, but also to see her again, unfortunately, for the very last time. So what happened was, because the family is so big, that what we had to do is we had to kind of go in shifts. And so in the early afternoon, my cousins of I, we had like five or six of us, all had went to go see her. And the thing was, is that, just to give you another history of a story, is that when my mother's mother had passed away in 1979, she was in the hospital, and I had a cold, and they would not let me go see her, because they were afraid that I would give it to her, and then she would get worse, and all that. So I never got to see her. Well, then a week later, she had passed away. And so I never got a chance to say goodbye to her. And so the thing is that I always, from that point on, I always wanted to make sure that no matter what, if something similar has happened, that I wanted to make sure that the family member always knew that I loved them, and that I always wanted to see them before, you know, something happened. So I always tell people when I see them that I love them, and I hug them, and I let them know how I feel, because that had such an impact at me when I was that age. So when I went to go see my grandmother on my dad's side, is that I really hoped that I was going to be able to have that connection, be able to have that ability to say goodbye to her and tell her how I felt, because she was really special to me. And so what happened then is, I went in, and she was laying there, and she was kind of dazed, because they said she was kind of in and out of it due to the medication stuff. But the thing that was amazing, that when it was my turn to be able to see her, that I was able to look at her, and she looked up at me, and she smiled. And I said, Grandma, I says, remember all those bear hugs I used to give you? And she smiled, and she said yes, real quietly. And I said, well, I want to give you one now, okay? And I leaned over, and I gave her a big hug, and I gave her a kiss, and I could hear her chuckle a little bit. And And then, you know, I got to look at her and I just looked in her eyes and it was so vividly clear. And I knew that she was there for me, you know. And I looked at her and I said, "Grandma, I just want you to know that I love you with all my heart and you mean so much to me. And I just want you to know that." And she looked at me and she said, "I love you too." And then there was a tap at the door, and it was my other cousin, and so I gave her another hug, and I gave her a kiss, and then I left. And I got real emotional then, and then I went back to the house, to my aunt's house, and we were talking, and I was telling different people, and I was just telling them about how clear she was, and how, you know, observant she was, and how amazing it was. And my uncle had a look like he was kind of sad, because when he went, you know, she wasn't like that. And so I felt kind of bad for him, but I think God, in a way, and I know some of you aren't religious, but I just want to say, you know, for then it felt like God was letting me have something special for what I didn't get to have with my other grandmother. And so it was really, really a touching thing for me. And see, the thing that made it even more special is that the reason why I wrote this story down is that I called it the gift that came back, because what had happened was then, unfortunately, a few days later, she did pass away. And so the night of the viewing, it was, you know, horrible for me, absolutely devastating, because I felt so at such a loss because she had died. And it was, you know, the funeral was just before the new year. And, you know, and it was just really a very difficult time for me and for a lot of other reasons. And so I was sitting there and I was just, you know, just sobbing. But the thing was, is that my aunt came up to me and she says, "Tom, did you give Grandma anything for Christmas this year?" And I said, "No, why?" And she said, "Well, because in among her things, we found this pin, and we thought that it was so beautiful that we decided to put it on her dress that she was going to be buried in." And I said, "Oh my God, is it the one that I got her for Mother's Day?" And I walked up to the casket and I looked at her and I saw it and I just sobbed again, because it was the exact same pin. And the thing was that she took it from her house to my aunt's house to the nursing home to the other one. All that time, she had that the whole entire time. And so that's why I always call that story the gift that came back. And so I just wanted to share that with you, and because I thought it was so beautiful and so special. And even though, you know, it may be a little bit of a sad story, but the thing is that I just hope that you can reflect on the things that happened in your life and the people that you care about. And I really hope that you take the time to let them know, other than just the holiday time. So I'm going to go ahead and stop for now, but for this part. But I really, truly wish that all of you have a very happy holiday. And I hope that 2007 will be a beautiful, wonderful year for you. Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show. I'd like to welcome you today. Today is the holidays. It's Christmas. So I wanted to have all my friends to say one thing to all my lovely listeners.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
You said Merry Christmas.
There's always a retard. Okay, let's try it again. Okay. We'll try that one more time. Okay, one, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and now it's Christmas Day. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just leaving my mom and dad's, and I dropped Joe off at his place, and I need to go home and pick up something, and then I'm going back to his place. But I just wanted to give you a quick recap of this evening. As I mentioned to you, this is Joe's first Christmas with my family, and he's met him before a couple times for like my birthday, and then Thanksgiving, and then my sister's birthday, and then this was the holiday time. So, and the thing is, you know, I was just, he felt, you know, like, I don't know, one thing is that, you know, when you are being in a family, you're going to a Christmas thing, that you would like to get him something. So, he got something from my mom and dad, and then he got something from my brother and Pat, his girlfriend, and then he got something for Kim and Larry, and then he even got a, you'll hear on the recording, a Sudoku puzzles for Anthony, which is a little boy that's in the family, and I thought that was really sweet that he did that, and so he got him that. So that was really cool. And so what I did is I got Joe a Kenneth Cole watch that when we were on vacation, he was looking at him, and I said, well, if you see anything you really like and you want it for your Christmas present, just let me know. And so he really liked the watch, and so I went ahead and got it for him. And then I wanted to still give him something, so I so he could open up in front of everybody. And so I got him an iTunes card, as well as I got him a software that he could take the music from his iPod to his computer, because unfortunately he had a computer problem and he had uploaded a lot of music from CDs and stuff to iTunes, and then he really didn't want to have to do it all over again. And so with this program, he's able to take the stuff from the iPod and put it back onto the computer so that it can always have it. So I got that for him. And then he bought me, knowing that I'm a big podcasting listener, crazy person. Not only do I do it, but I also listen to a lot of them. And so he bought this device that you can install, you know, so that you can play your iPod directly through the stereo system and the vehicle. So I thought that was really cool. And so we're going to be putting that together. And so I can't wait to do that. So I thought that was really, really nice. And see, the other thing is that my cousins and my... my mom and dad, my brother and sister, and their significant others, and then my cousins were all there, and I did a little recording with them, which you're going to hear after you hear this. And my brother was being very crass, so I just want to warn you that he says something that he was just joking, and but it was really, really funny, so I thought I would share it with you. And I really... oh, and I got to tell you something else. It was really funny, because we were playing... see, one of the things that would happen in our family is that my grandfather on my mom's side, one of the things that he used to do is that he always loved playing bingo. And see, years ago when we were younger, he would always have bingo on Christmas Eve. And then what he would do is he had all kinds of crazy stuff in his basement, and he was a big time bowler. And he had all kinds of stuff. And what he would do is he would wrap up, you know, like goofy shit that he would give us as a prize. And so as, you know, we have the different family get-togethers for Christmas, that, you know, that was an annual thing. And so all the kids really look forward to doing that. And so even though we've gotten older, and then my cousins and them have children, and then... you know, so it continues to go on, even though my grandfather's no longer with us. And so my mom would do it, or if I had the holiday, then I would do it, and I'd have a bunch of goofy prizes. And so, well, this year was no exception, and my mom bought a lot of stuff, and you know, just little gag gifts. But it was a lot of fun. And and what we did is we played you know, playing card bingo, where you have like four people and you each get 13 cards. And then what you do then is you just simply call the cards out, and then as the card's been called, then you put that card down on the table. And so it's a way that more people can play if you don't have like the full bingo set. So it was fun, and so basically everybody won at least something, and we had a lot of multiple winners, and I won quite a few, and so it was a lot of fun. And and then we had you know, the big dinner, and that was really nice. And then later we did the gifts. And so what was really great is that my mom and dad are extremely, extremely generous. And they were really, again, this year. And they even surprised me by, you know, giving Joe some, you know, money as well. And so, and he was surprised, because I didn't know that they were going to do that. So he, you know, did get them something. But it's just that he felt... like it, you know, it wasn't enough. So I told him, I said, don't worry about it, you know, there's no big deal. I said, so it was fine. So, but, you know, I don't know, you probably shouldn't go into that, but he just felt kind of uneasy about it, because you don't know what to do. And so, like, tomorrow I'm having Christmas with his sister, And I kind of feel the same way. I just feel like, you know, what should I do? You know, and then she has two kids, and do I get them something? And, you know, and it, so it was kind of crazy. But overall, it was a lot of fun. And I have to tell you something that was really funny is that, see, one of the funny memories of my childhood was when I was like 14 years old, and I had a paper route. And I had a pretty big area. And so then when it got the wintertime, and we used to get some really nasty storms. And so one of the bad things about you know, the storms like that is that it's really cold, and, you know, and we used to get a lot of lake effect snow, so it'd be really bad. So I remember very clearly one Sunday morning, it was really bitter cold, and I had to go do my paper route. Well, my sister is 6 years older, and so she was, like, still going to school, so she was still home. And, well, Sunday morning, I had to go do the route. And so then the funny thing is my dad says, Kim, why don't you go help your brother because it's really cold out there and he needs help and he had to help him get it done quicker. And she was not too thrilled with that idea at all. And so what she would do is that she would, you know, she's like, Dad, come on, you know. And then finally he said, Kim, go help her. Go help him. And so we got in the car. And then what she would do is she would hit the accelerator and go like 30 miles an hour from house to house because we lived on this county road. And she would go really, really fast. And then when she got close to the mailbox, she'd hit the brakes really hard. And then she'd hit the gas really fast. And then she'd hit the brakes really hard. And she was going back and forth and back and forth. And it kept making me going. And no, granted, this was like when I was 14 years old. So it's years and years ago. But if you bring it up to her, she'll just bust up laughing because as she did this over and over and over again, I kept saying, Kim, I'm going to get sick if you keep this up. And then another, see, the thing is that she loves our misfortune of my brother and I. And so one of the things that she did, or we did on a family vacation, is that my mom and dad had bought this brand new van and they converted the back. And so it was kind of like a bed area. And so we drove up to Minnesota one time. And the fun thing was is that we're on the way and my dad hit like a pothole or something. And he kind of hit it really hard. And my brother was sitting right in the middle of the van. And, you know, and then as he hit that bump, my brother went sailing straight up in the air and he banged his head on the roof of the van. And so he was just... you know, and he was in pain. He goes, ow! And then my sister just bust up laughing. And like I said, this happened years ago. And so it's just one of those memories that really get her cracking up. Well, then all of a sudden we started talking about goofy stories. And one of the stories that was really funny was that my brother had this friend that, let's just say, he didn't have a full deck. And they were riding their bicycles down the road. And they're going through the subdivision, and there was a sign that said no outlet. And my brother looks at my brother and says, "What does that mean?" And my brother says, "Well, what do you think it means?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking." And my brother says, "Well, what do you think it means? They don't have electricity?" And I don't know why, but that got me really, the way he said it, and it was just really, really funny. And I just thought it was crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and finish this up now. But I wish I could have recorded because I could not stop laughing. And then because I was laughing so hard that everybody else was laughing at me and my face got beet red and I lost it. So I'm sure that happened to you before where something just tickles your fancy and it just makes you laugh. So it was one of those. So it was really an interesting evening and we had a lot of fun. And the other thing is that all my cousins who got to meet Joe for the very first time, you know, they talked with him and, you know, and thanked him for coming. And one of them actually said, "Welcome to the family." And I didn't tell you this story, but it was kind of funny that she said it because when we had Kim's birthday, my sister's birthday, like the 2 weekends before, or the weekend before, Anthony, who's like 7 years old, was in the kitchen with Joe. And he went up to him totally, you know, on his own. And he says, "Joe?" Joe goes, "Yeah." He says, "I just want to tell you something." He goes, "Yeah, what's that?" And he goes, "Welcome to the family." So I just thought that was really sweet. And so it was just really, really, really special. So, well, I'm going to go for now, but what I'd like to do is I'm going to play you the audio clip of the family get together, and I was walking around asking everybody questions and have them talk about the holidays. So I hope that you have a great one, and I hope you get a kick out of this. So talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hello, everybody. Hi, this is Ramble Redhead, and today we're at my family get-together, and we're having everybody say hello and wish all of you, my lovely listeners, a very Merry Christmas. This is my cousin, Paula. Say hi, Paula.
Hi.
And what would you like to say to the wonderful world of my listeners?
Merry Christmas.
Wow, was that hard? Okay, we're going to go to my other cousin, Mr. Randy. Say hi, Randy.
Hi.
How are you today?
Fine.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here getting ready to talk into something.
Really? And what would you like to tell our lovely audience?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And what?
Happy New Year.
Oh, very good. Would you like to say anything else?
No, that's about it.
What was the greatest gift you ever got on the holidays?
An ID bracelet.
And why was that so special?
Because at the time I wanted one and I wound up getting two.
Wow, you got a double.
That's right.
That's very cool. Hope Paula, what did you have? Hurry up and eat your bag of food. Did you have a very special Christmas that hits home for you? She's still eating, folks. Paula, get that out of your mouth. Okay. Oh, sorry. Oops, did I say that out loud? You what?
I've had so many very nice gifts.
Really?
It's hard to pick a favorite.
Okay, well, you think about it, and I'll come back.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to say hi to Joe. Joe, say hi to the lovely listeners.
Well, hi.
And what would you like to tell them?
I'm having a wonderful time with Ramble.
And we just ate too much food, didn't we?
Yes, and we're going to have to work a little bit of that off later.
Ooh, oh, Lord. Okay. We're going to say hi to Kim now. That's my sister. Say hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
And what would you like to say to the lovely listeners?
Hi, lovely listeners.
And what would you like to wish them?
I wish you a lovely Merry Christmas.
Aw, ain't that special. Okay, now we're going to mosey on over to my other cousin. His name is Drake. Say hello, Drake.
Hello.
And what would you like to say to the lovely listeners of my podcast?
Have a nice, happy holidays.
That would be good. And of all your gifts, because you're old, of all the gifts that you received over the years, what would you say your favorite one was?
I don't really have a favorite. They're all what I want.
Okay, another useless interview. Okay, we're going to go talk to his daughter, her name is Chelsea, and she is, how old are you?
16.
And what would you say your favorite Christmas present was?
I don't know.
And who is this guy in the pink shirt with a thing on his knee?
Derek.
Who's that?
My boyfriend.
Hi, Derek.
Hey.
Say hi.
Hi.
And how are you today?
Pretty good.
Have we tortured you yet?
No.
Okay, I forgot that comes later. Drake, you remember what we have to do with new people come to our family get-togethers?
No, but I forget.
We torture them and throw them out on the balcony and lock the door. How's that sound?
Yeah, right.
No.
Okay. You might need another brace for the other knee. Stop. Okay? Yep. Now, what would you like to say to all the lovely listeners?
Nothing. I'm all good.
What do you say?
Happy holidays.
There you go. Was that hard? I don't think so. Okay. We're going to continue on. And we're going to talk to Larry now. Larry, would you like to say hello?
Goddamn Christmas.
What would you like to say?
I said Merry Christmas.
And what would you like to say to the lovely listeners?
Tell me to get off my legs.
And what would you say the best Christmas you ever got?
Your sister's ungrateful, that's what.
And what did you get her for? What was the greatest gift you ever gave her?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing. Nothing, she says.
Well, you're supposed to say what you always say.
I'm not there. Is that an X-rated show? No.
It's explicit rating. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, me!
There you go. Now, that's a scary thought, folks. Hey, Derek, would you say hello to my lovely listeners?
Nope.
Oh, you ungrateful booger.
Hey, okay, we got the youngest one here. His name is Anthony. Anthony, say hi.
Hi.
And what would you like to wish all my lovely listeners?
Happy birthdays.
Happy what?
Birthdays.
No, it's the holiday.
Happy holidays.
There you go. And what are you playing right now?
This game. I don't know what it is.
It's a racing game on your PSP. Is it not your PSP, is it?
No, it's Drake's.
Oh, it's Derek's. Are you winning?
No.
Oh, well, keep trying. Okay, we're going to go back. Oh, now here we have a new victim. Come here. Just say hi. Just say hi. Okay, Tim, would you like to say hi to my lovely listeners?
Hi, lovely listeners.
Don't scream. You're going to blow your eardrums out. Say hi.
Hi, lovely listeners.
And what would you like to wish all the lovely listeners?
Fuck you all. And a very fucking Christmas.
Tim, what do you say?
What do I say?
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry fuck you.
Oh, this is really a bad show. I can't believe he said that.
I'm glad I've finally been on a show.
Aw, he's finally been on the show. Okay. Now then, here's Pat. Say hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
How are you today?
How are you today?
I'm very good. You're supposed to say I'm fine.
I'm fine.
And are you ready for the big festivities this evening?
Yes, I am.
Did you eat too much food?
As usual.
And are you ready to see what Santa brought you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Are you?
Oh, of course. So what would you like to wish all my lovely listeners?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
There you go. Happy New Year. All right, well, thank you. You're so sweet. Okay, we're going to mosey on into the kitchen. And we found Fred, my dad. Say hi, Dad.
Hi.
And what would you like to wish my lovely listeners?
Merry Christmas.
And
Happy New Year.
There you go. And you've been around this lovely world for over 7 years. What bit of advice would you give to all these people listening?
I have no idea. Stay away from Tom. He's a troublemaker.
Hey! That is rude. That was rude.
That was mean.
No, tell him a good answer. I'm going to edit that out. That was mean.
You better not edit my stuff. I don't have any good advice.
Okay, we got to say hello to my mama.
You cannot edit my stuff.
Yes, I will. No, I won't. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
And what would you like to wish all the lovely listeners?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
And she was the master cook. We had a wonderful, wonderful dinner. And we had too much food. Didn't we, Mom? Did we have too much food?
What?
Didn't we have too much food?
Too much food. Too late. Too much.
Yes, we did. We all gained 20 pounds. And then here's Joyce, who doesn't want to say hi. Say hi, Joyce.
Hi there.
And what would you like to say to all the lovely listeners?
Not a thing.
No, you're supposed to say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Oh, okay. Oh, you people are rude. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Christmas really loud.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Okay. What about this, Mom? They're so enthused.
Say really loud, too.
Hold on. Now we're going to ask people what their worst thing they ever got for Christmas. And we're going to talk to Kim first. Kim, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
Socks.
How about you, Joe? What was the worst thing?
I got a horrible pair of individual toed socks.
Okay. All right. Anthony, what's the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
Clothes.
Okay. Drake, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
Herpes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Not only did you got an STD and had to go to the clinic? Is that what happened? You got the clap? Okay. Okay. We're going to go now to these youngins. What was the worst thing you ever got?
A necklace and a t-shirt.
Oh, my. Oh. That must have been from her. Okay. Paula, what was the worst thing you ever got from Christmas?
A bag of rocks.
Who gave you that?
My brothers.
Aw, that's so sweet. Okay, now we're going to go to Randy. Randy, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
I don't even remember.
I got a
Get a brain. You did too many drugs as a child. Okay. Tim, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
The worst thing I ever got for Christmas? Let me think.
Nothing! Will you stop screaming? There are people who have headphones. You're killing them right now.
I don't know.
Think about it. Think about it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to my dad now. Hey, Dad, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
I don't know. I never got anything that was worse. Everything was good.
You did nothing when you were a little kid and you wanted something and you got clothes or something?
Yeah, so long ago, I don't remember.
Oh, well, all right. You're no fun. Okay. Hey, Larry. Larry, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
You!
Stop screaming. What was the worst thing?
I said you.
That's a great gift.
Depends on which side you're on, the receiving or the giving.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Pat, what was the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
I don't know.
And no, it can't be my brother. Okay, just kidding.
I don't remember.
Come on.
I don't know.
How about clothes? You didn't like clothes when you were a little kid.
Yeah, okay, clothes.
Okay, I think that's a recurring theme. Okay, we're going to go now to Paula. Paula? Boom, 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 boom. Did you have something you wanted to say? Oh, she didn't want to say anything. Just say something.
Hey.
Paula, did you have something you wanted to say?
Something.
Smartass. Okay. You know, as I tell people, when they do that, I just say, bitch. And then they look at me and I say, I mean that in the nicest way. Okay. Okay, we're back again live with young Anthony. How old are you, Anthony?
8.
And what is the best part about Christmas?
Presents. And also, Tom is really big knucklehead.
Oh, you big booger. I'm going to take the present that I spent lots of money and take it back and get my money back.
No, you cannot do that. Bye.
Why not?
Bye.
Such a rude little piece of crap. I'm going to have to beat him severely. Can I beat you up severely?
No.
Don't scream. You can talk in your normal voice.
No.
Okay. And what would you like to say to all the lovely listeners?
Tom is really big knucklehead. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
No, you're supposed to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Not Merry Christmas, not Happy New Year.
No, do it right.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Aw, you're so nice.
No, I'm not.
I know you're not. Is Santa going to have coal in your stocking?
No.
Yes.
Why not?
Because I'm nice.
You just said you were not.
I'm just joking, haha.
Okay, everybody, I think that's enough family BS for you, but I just thought I'd wish you all a very happy holiday and hope it all goes well for you. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. This is Tom. Just want to have you all hear something because I'm right now with my best friend of 30-plus years and his wife and his three youngins, and then Aunt Sarah is here right now, and they all have one thing that they want to say to all of you. So here goes.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, people.
Did you hear that? Oh, my gosh.
How do I turn this thing
say
on?
Hi, Kyle.
Hey.
Say hi, Doug.
Hi.
Say hi, Sarah.
Hello.
And then the cutest little girl in the world.
Hello.
And then the old fart.
You.
And then the mama.
Hello.
Dang, I need 9 points.
And how are you, Mama?
I'm doing well.
She's a mother. And then there's the oldest, Carl. What did you get for Christmas?
I got a penguin.
Oh, my goodness. And what's the penguin's name?
Big Butt.
And where did it come from?
Build-A-Bear.
And by who gave it to you?
Tom and Helen.
Yeah. No. So what be up in...
Dad, Mom, do we have any 9 volts?
Oh, let's see if we can get the bird to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
The bird shut up when he put the mic on.
Say something. Say something.
You don't talk.
You do too.
There you go. Okay, the bird talked. Would the dog like to say hi? Yeah.
Say hi.
You can hear him go. Michelle, you want to say hi?
How do you?
Oh, that's how.
Did she sniff it too? Yeah. That was the two dogs sniffing. So they're going, what the heck is he doing? Okay, we're going to go in the other room now. So, Lana, what's the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
Nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing for Christmas.
Oh, that is not good.
Okay. Tell me what you got. You got a hippo.
What's the worst thing I ever got?
What's the worst thing you ever got, Helen?
What the what?
What's the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
A toothbrush.
That would do it. Okay, let's go back. Hey, Doug. Doug, what is the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
Kyle. The worst thing I ever got for Christmas? Underpants.
That would do it. That would do it. Okay, we'll ask Sarah. Sarah, what's the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
I have no clue.
Oh, guess what? I saw a cartoon yesterday. It has the plate out for Santa. And there was a half-eaten cookie. So the kid got on eBay and said, cookie eaten by Santa, $9.99, starting bid. So, okay, we'll go to Carl now. Carl, what's the worst thing you ever got for Christmas?
Oh.
A very small tree.
Remember, we're with your parents here.
Ryan thought it would be funny, and he gave me a single tampon for Christmas last year.
Talk about best friend gifts.
Go talk to mom.
Okay. What's the worst thing you ever got?
Oops. Don't poke me in the eye with that thing. I have no idea.
Okay, fine. Okay, we're going to say goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye!
God, I'm going to blow eardrums off.
Well, that's going to conclude our Christmas special on the Ramble Redhead Show. I certainly hope that you and your family have the best of the holidays and look forward to a wonderful 2007. Take care and bye-bye.